The background of the Samadhi water repentance. Dharma master Wu Da, an imperial preceptor of the Tang dynasty, was a native of the Sichuan province, China, bearing a secular name of Chen. He was fond of monks and loved to gaze upon Buddha statues. At age 7, he went to the Ning Yi Temple to listen to the venerable master Fa Tai lecture on the Nirvana Sutra. That evening, he dreamed of the Buddha in the main worship hall of the Ning Yi Temple, rubbing his head. At age 11, he became a monk under the direction of venerable master Fa Tai, took the monastic name of Zi Huan, and focused on the study of the Nirvana Sutra. 2 years later, and under the order of the imperial minister, Master Wu Da preached the Dharma at the Da Si Temple in Sichuan, China, to a daily audience of more than 10,000 people. All were amazed by his unsurpassed wisdom, so they honorably addressed him as Bodhisattva Chen. He then swore to the Bhikshu precepts under Vinaya Master Biang Zen and studied under the guidance of Dharma Master Ang Guo Xing, the school of consciousness only, as well as sutras and scriptures from hundreds of other schools. The Venerable Wu Da often felt that his strong accent rendered him unsuitable for lecturing on the Dharma, so he chanted the Great Compassion Mantra very diligently. One night, he dreamt of a divine Dharma master changing his tongue, and from the next morning on, his pitch and intonation were never the same again. Later on in life, Venerable Master Wu Da traveled to the capital and was ordered by the then emperor, who fancied the doctrine of immortality as preached by the Taoists, to debate with Taoist masters. Master Wu Da's arguments were so sharp and direct that it almost got him in trouble. While the emperor did not accept Venerable Wu Da's arguments, he was impressed by the master's courage. When the next emperor ascended the throne, he ordered Master Wu Da to preach Dharma in the palace and granted him a purple cassock and appointed him the leader of the three spiritual schools, Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism. When traveling around the capital, Master Wu Da once took up accommodation in a nearby temple. In the room next to where he stayed was a monk who was suffering from leprosy. Because this monk was dirty and smelly, all the other monks dared not approach him. Master Wu Da was the only exception. He took good care of and checked up on him without any detestation. When the sick monk recovered and was preparing to leave, he thanked Master Wu Da for his care and said, "Young man, you have a good understanding of the Buddha Dharma and are compassionate. You will have great achievements. However, you will also have to face severe hardship. When that happens, please come to Ju Long Mountain in western Sichuan to look for me. You will recognize the mountain by the two majestic pine trees at its foot." At that time, Master Wu Da was young and did not anticipate any suffering. Emperor Yi, who deeply respected Master Wu Da, personally attended a lecture and granted the master a seat of fine wood for him to deliver his lectures. Master Wu Da was very pleased and became arrogant, which in turn caused the bad karma that had accumulated over many lives to grow an abscess on his knee. This abscess had all the human facial features, including teeth. If you feed it food, it opens its mouth and eats it, no different from a human. All the doctors summoned by the emperor were unable to provide a cure. Master Wu Da then remembered the sick monk he had met when he was young, so he proceeded to Ju Long Mountain. When he arrived at Ju Long Mountain, it was already dusk. He saw indeed two large pine trees, and the monk whom he had met before, was standing under the tree waiting for him. They happily greeted each other and went to the temple on the mountain. The temple was grand, with large and well-decorated worship halls, and the monk treated Master Wu Da with great hospitality. When Master Wu Da told the monk of the abscess on his knee, the monk replied, "Do not worry. Please stay here for the night. Tomorrow morning, use the spring water from the mountain to wash it off." The next morning, a child led Master Wu Da to the spring water. Just as Master Wu Da was about to wash the abscess with the water, the abscess yelled, "Wait, I have something to say. You are very learned and know a lot about the past and present. Have you read the story about Yang An and Chao Ku?" Master Wu Da replied, "Yes, I have." "Then you should know that Yang An killed Chao Ku. You were Yang An, and I was Chao Ku. We were both serving the emperor in the West Han Dynasty. Because we did not get along well, we didn't talk to each other, nor sit together. When the vassals of the Seven States rebelled, you used that as an excuse to convince the emperor to execute me. This resentment is very deep, and I have been following you for the past several lives, looking for an opportunity to get revenge. For 10 lives, you were a great monk, strictly upholding the precepts, and provided me with no opportunity. Now, you became arrogant because of the emperor's praise, and your ethics have become corrupted. So I took the opportunity to grow a human face abscess on your knee. Thanks to the venerable Kanaka, the sick monk you look after, who taught you to get rid of me with a samadhi water, our hostility is resolved from this day on." Master Wu Da was terrified. He quickly poured the water on the abscess. He felt a sharp pain that went to his central nerves and fainted. When he regained consciousness, everything, including the abscess, the temple, the samadhi water, Venerable Kanaka, and the child, they all disappeared. Master Wu Da felt this whole incident was strange. He pondered that had he not met the sagely Venerable Kanaka, the hostility from his previous lives would have not been resolved so easily. He decided not to go back to the capital. Instead, he built a tiny hut at the top of the mountain and wrote the Compassionate Samadhi Water Repentance Guide and began to repent daily. This is the origins of this Dharma service.